Chapter 25. Zavala swung his Corvette into the parking lot of the Eden Center shopping mall in Falls Church, Virginia, as Charlie Yu had instructed. The Chinese agent was waiting for Zavala near the clock tower in a black government-issue Ford Crown Victoria. He rolled down the window.
"Where's your friend Austin?"
"Delayed," Zavala said.
"He'll catch up with us later. Or we can wait."
Yu frowned, raised an index finger indicating Zavala should wait, and rolled up the window. Zavala could see Yu's lips moving and assumed he was talking on a wireless Bluetooth setup. Then the window came down.
"The guys on stakeout said to come along now. You can call Austin later and tell him where you are. Hop in."
Zavala didn't like the idea of leaving his prized Corvette in a public parking lot, but he raised the convertible top, locked the door, and slid into the passenger seat of the Crown Victoria. Yu drove out of the parking lot, through seven corners and toward Wilson Boulevard, slowing after a few miles to take an off-ramp. After a short drive, they came to an industrial park consisting of large metal-sheathed buildings spread over several blocks. Except for the amber security lights over the loading dock doors, the complex was dark and seemingly deserted. Zavala expected Yu to pull over and park before they got to the stakeout so that they would walk the rest of the way. Yu slowed the car to a crawl, then, without stopping, hooked the steering wheel over to the right and accelerated through an open gate with a sign on it that read Good Luck Fortune Cookie Company. Yu kept his foot on the gas pedal, swerved behind the building in a G-force turn, then pointed the car at a garage door. As the car headed for the big black square, Zavala braced himself for the impact, but then the headlights showed that the door was almost fully open. Yu finally hit the brakes inside the warehouse, sending the car into a fishtail skid into a wall of cardboard cartons. The car's grill slammed into the cardboard boxes with a loud crunching sound. The boxes split wide open, spilling dozens of plastic-wrapped fortune cookies over the hood. The car's airbags exploded, cushioning the impact further. Zavala caught his breath, then reached down and unclasped his seatbelt. Pushing his airbag aside, he saw that Yu was not in the driver's seat. Zavala's exit from the car was less than graceful, and he fell onto one knee. He was slow to anger, but as he got to his feet, he wanted to rip Yu's head off. The overhead lights snapped on. Charlie Yu was nowhere to be seen, but Zavala was not alone. He was surrounded by several Asian men, all dressed in black running suits and all carrying automatic weapons that were pointed at his midsection. The closest man poked Zavala in the gut with the barrel of his gun.
"Move," he ordered.